the zoos in Texas, San Diego, in the United States, carry our rhino seed stock, which we shipped there a couple of decades ago. Save what we thought was species under threat, so that it would become the subject of study and proliferation. Now, when we do a similar thing, again supervised under international statutes, the likes of CITES, and start trading with the East countries like China, UAE, then get surprised when other markets cry foul. And they cry foul at a time when elephant trophy hunting is banned by an executive order that was issued by President Obama. Then we say, you can't have your cake and eat it too. We need to raise money for conservation, sustainable conservation management in Zimbabwe. But I want to use your platform, Studio 7, to actually extend an invitation to all those lobby groups that are trying to undo our destination to visit Zimbabwe, so we can take them through the entire value chain, them to understand that everything that we do, that area is above the law. I observed that James Bond was roped in, as much as other prominent personalities, to amplify this message against the sale of live animals. And I would like by public attention to invite him to also visit Zimbabwe and begin to act the truth, speak the truth.
How many elephants have you sold so far, and how much have you got?
Nothing has been yet transacted. We are still at a stage where patients are being done, which have passed the test. And that information is basically administrative. It will be released in due course of time. But I'm making an extended appeal through your media platform. Those members of the international community who are unwittingly roped into these kind of advocacies to visit Zimbabwe. And if we find them to be strategic enough to be able to come and observe the truth and amplify the truth, we can even host them for free.